another 5-Minute Mystery.
Homicide Division, Inspector Nichols speaking. Oh, Ralph Dean, the guy that backs all those nightclubs with his dough? Where? Right, I'll be there in 10 minutes. So you two are Thomas and Gerald Klein.
That's right, Inspector. We're brothers.
Where's the body?
That's right, fellas. The coroner'd like to make his examination as soon as possible.
It's in this next room.
You see, we're both bachelors, and we have our living quarters here above the nightclub.
Right in here, Inspector.
Not much of a mess. Mustn't have been a struggle.
There wouldn't be much blood in a death like this. Death was too instantaneous.
As we said, Inspector, Dean came to Thomas and me and asked if he could come up here to talk over a business deal with this Johnson fellow. Dean had put up the money for his club, too, but Johnson wasn't cutting in with enough dough.
Was Dean financing your club, too?
Why, yes.
But to get back to the story, Inspector, Dean and Johnson came up here to this room. After about half an hour, Thomas and I heard 2 shots. We happened to be in the kitchen just below here.
We ran right up, but Johnson had beat it.
But not before he stopped to plant my necktie in Dean's hand to frame us, make it look like I killed Dean.
How about that necktie in the victim's hand, Coroner?
It looked as though Dean ripped it off the neck of his killer.
See? Johnson's a smart operator. He knew it would look that way.
Can you remove the tie from his hand, Coroner?
Yes, if you want me to break his hand. It's a case of cadaveric spasm, Inspector. Dean has a death clutch on it, and the only way you'll remove it is by breaking the hand.
Johnson must have gone up into our wardrobe, grabbed one of Gerald's ties and torn it, then put it into Dean's hand and forced the fingers around it.
Yeah. Johnson was jealous of our business and was double-crossing Dean, so he thought this would be a way to kill 2 birds with 1 stone.
He killed Dean and planted suspicion on us.
You might as well store your alibi, boys. Johnson had nothing to do with this. Gerald, you fired the fatal shots as your brother Thomas stood by and watched. I'm arresting both of you for Dean's murder.
Do you know what evidence proves Gerald pulled the trigger? In 1 minute, we'll be back with the solution. But first... The inspector and his explanation.
Johnson couldn't have planted that necktie, Gerald. That tie of yours in Dean's hand is the clue proving your guilt. As you walked close to him and shot, he grabbed at you, caught hold of your tie, and in falling, tore the tie off. When a person dies suddenly, as did Dean, they often clutch tenaciously as to whatever happens to be in their hands. Their fingers are set in an unmovable grasp. In that case, it's a medical impossibility for anyone to place something in the victim's hand and cause that dead hand to grasp it as tightly as Dean has your tie. That clue in Dean's hand is going to be worth 2 killers in the electric chair.